I was born with a condition, cystic fibrosis. So lived with that for all my life, but was kind of fairly well up until my 30s. Then things kind of went drastically wrong, and I was told I needed to have a double lung transplant, which happened over 2.5 years ago.
Was there a donor there for you, or was it a case you were put on the list and you were ready and waiting?
Yeah, I was put on a waiting list then, and I actually waited about 3 years in total. I had a few false alarms in that time where they'd ring you, say they had a donor, and you'd have to get yourself to the hospital pretty quickly, turn up there, and then for whatever reason it doesn't go ahead on the night. So, yeah, that happened a few times, but then finally got the call about 3 years after I was first listed.
It must have been worrying, you know, like you say, because you're told you need this operation, but then you're told, well, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, which, I mean, that basically comes down to the complete lack of donors that there is in this country, unfortunately. You know, it's something that people like yourself and other media outlets are raising awareness of it, but there's still a lot of people who could be donating organs who aren't, and in the meantime, people are dying. I was lucky, but, you know, I waited a longer time than I was actually expected to live. So I'd already sort of lived beyond, you know, what I was expected to live just during the waiting time. So there's a lot of people in similar situations who don't get that chance I did.
Well, clearly this organ donor saved your life.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's the top and bottom of it, yeah.
Was it straightforward, or did it take a while to get used to the new lungs, should we say?
I'd push to call it straightforward. It is, you know, a really difficult recovery. It was a success in the point of view of, you know, I'm sat here now, I'm able to do loads of different things that I wasn't able to do beforehand. But, you know, it's certainly not a free ride. Having a transplant of any type, certainly a double lung one, is a difficult thing to go through. Certainly the immediate aftermath of the operation is a really tough time, obviously. But then, you know, for the rest of your life, then you're also having to be careful about what you're doing. You have to take medication for the rest of your life to make sure that your body doesn't reject that organ. So, yeah, it's been successful in that I'm sat here now, able to talk to you, and able to take part in the transplant games and do all sorts of other things that I've done in the last couple of years. But, you know, it's not a cure for what I was suffering. You know, you still have to go through a lot of problems afterwards. But,
I think, like, the success story you were saying there is the fact you're doing the transplant games. Is this the first time you've ever taken part in anything like this?
No, I did the transplant games in Sheffield last year. That was my first time. I just thought I'd go and kind of try it out. So I really enjoyed it last year, managed to win a couple of medals. So I was quite keen to do it again this year. It's a great event that helps raise awareness of organ donation. And it's a lot of fun as well. And it's, just a chance to do things that you weren't able to do before. A lot of other people in similar situations getting together and all kind of celebrating that gift that we had.
So tell me about your events. What do you specialise in? What are you going to be taking part in?
Specialise is probably the wrong word. What I'm going to be taking part in is I'm doing squash, which I managed to get a bronze medal in last year. Then I'm doing football on Saturday, and then 100 metre sprint and 200 metres on Sunday. And I'm not a sprinter at all, so that's going to be quite comical.
I guess the achievement there, I mean, that's amazing to hear. You're doing 100 metres or a 200 metre sprint.
Yeah.
After having a double lung transplant, that's an amazing achievement in itself.
Yeah, it feels a bit surreal sometimes being able to do these things. I've done a lot of other events and challenges over the last couple of years just because I've been in a position of being able to and wanting to and having that desire to push myself a bit. But when you're doing them, yeah, it does feel surreal because I can still remember them times when I was on oxygen 24 hours a day, not able to walk, couldn't climb stairs, you know, just crawling up and down the stairs at my house, just, you know, that was the reality of my life for, you know, a good few years. And then, you know, so it is a bit of a revelation for me to be able to compete in any kind of physical activity. Sometimes you kind of forget how bad things were, but every now and again it'll just hit you and you think, whoa, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. But
I think, I mean, going back to the register and people, you know, being on that register, the donor register, I mean, we said that saved your life, somebody making that decision. How important is it that people do sign up to the register?
It's crucial. You know, if the person who signed up to the register in my case, you know, if they hadn't have done it, would I be here now? Probably not, you know. So it is totally, you know, if you give someone an opportunity to save another person's life, it's, you know, the best thing you can do. Without it, people are dying.
Do you know anything about your donor at all, or was it completely anonymous?
You're given some details. I don't know very much about them. I got a first name, an age, and whereabouts they were from. So I believe it was a Scottish bloke called David. So thank you, David, and his family. That's basically all you're told. You have the opportunity to write a letter to the family, which I did do. Quite hard to do, because it's quite hard to find the kind of words you want to say, but basically all you need to say is thanks. Hopefully they realised how much it meant to me.